You ready?
Nice.
What? Oh, boy. Ah. I'm Jem.
Hey, and I am Jules.
And you're listening to Trans in the South, the podcast where we both have COVID-19.
I'm Trans in the South. So we both tested positive. I tested positive about a week ago.
And I tested negative on a rapid test and then scheduled a lab test and tested positive on the lab test.
So it still a little bit gunk hanging around, but
yeah, no shit.
But I think we're both feeling really pretty good.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking strictly for myself. I feel pretty good.
I feel like I have a bad cold still.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
No, it's okay. You're taking good care of me.
Yeah, I am.
You are.
I like taking care of you.
You brought me toast and tea.
Toast and tea.
In bed.
Toast with honey and tea.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, I got a call from the municipal health department. And rather than make a big ruckus getting out of bed and stuff, because Jem was kind of still.
I was definitely asleep.
So I started talking to the guy quietly. And about, what, 3 minutes later, you got a call.
From the municipal health department.
From the municipal health department. So we were both on the phone with them in the same bed at the same time. Answering the same questions, essentially.
Yeah, I was listening ahead to see what they were going to ask me next.
Right. That was fun. So today is my 10th day of having COVID. It's so interesting that I got a call on the 10th day.
They're like, make sure you quarantine.
Right.
For one more day.
I know. Okay. I promise I won't go to the movies today.
Go tomorrow instead.
Go tomorrow instead. And so my guy, who, by the way, is very sweet, he's talking about how he and his husband had both had COVID over Thanksgiving.
Yay, so more gay people.
I know. So I've got to say, whenever I find out there are more gay people in the world or more LGBTQ people, it always makes me a little bit happier. You know, he was asking me, of course, all these questions. I did my best to answer them. But then I asked him some questions. And one was, can we go to the movies? It's been a year almost. Can we go to the movies?
Yeah.
If we want. Could we go out to eat at a restaurant if we wanted? And he said, oh, yeah, my husband and I have done that a couple of times. And I said, oh, this is great because, it's at least 90 days. And that 90-day period takes in both my birthday and yours.
Oh, my gosh, it does.
That was nice.
We could go out to dinner for our birthdays.
We could.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't been on a real honest-to-goodness date but one time the whole time we've been together.
Oh, and that was at that sushi restaurant.
Yeah, outside. And then we walked around downtown.
That's true. That was during the...
That was the summer.
It's a nice day.
But that's like the only date we've been on since we met.
Yes.
Unless you count going to that little... going to the grocery store or going to meetings.
Yeah, I don't count those as dates.
I don't know. You loved going to that grocery store.
Which grocery store?
The one with all the foreign food.
Oh my gosh, that was a date.
Every time you came to see me, we went to that grocery store at least twice.
Jem lived in a town in the South that had this grocery. I probably have talked about it before.
Gorgeous international grocery.
Oh, and everything. My gosh, they had rice in 50-pound bags. They had...
every kind of spice from anywhere in the world.
Every kind of spice. They had these little sugar cubes that were raw sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't cubes. They were cones. We still have some.
Yeah, they're really good.
I made this drink, this very Caribbean drink that I made up with lime and that sugar in the cone, that raw sugar in the cone, and rum. It was really good.
Didn't you drink that like the night of the election?
Yeah, I might have.
I remember we were sitting around watching TV and you were drinking a lot of...
I wasn't drinking a lot.
Oh, it would have been enough to put me on my back.
my dear.
I'm a lightweight.
You are the lightest of lightweights.
I'm gonna like have one
a thimble cup of full
sake
of
and I'm
a thimble full of Pabst Extra Light can put you on your rear end.
That's true, and the antidepressants don't help.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I had one glass of this drink.
You had two. I remember you going back to the kitchen.
Usually have two drinks.
It was the election, so.
Yeah, it was a hard night. We all thought the bad guy was going to win.
And then he didn't.
And then he lost.
9 more days.
I know. And by the way, I have a very close relative who works in Congress. I was really nervous last Wednesday about him.
Right, because of the whole mob assault on the Capitol deal.
And he works in the Capitol a lot of the time. He's a senior staff member for a congressman. I was so worried about him.
But he's okay.
But he's okay. Yeah, he texted us all, said he was at home. Well, that's a relief. So I don't know. I just wanted to let you know that we are doing well. My date of release is tomorrow.
And mine is the 14th.
Tomorrow, it, to me, is the 12th of January, and you're 2 days later, because you didn't have a fever until 2 days after my first
symptoms. Right, even though I felt bad, I didn't have a fever.
So, I'm excited, because we might be able to go out and actually do things for the first time. I don't recommend to our listeners getting COVID.
No, it's not a good. Sucks.
Yeah. But if you do, and if your symptoms are as mild as mine were.
She's 1 day of lying in bed. And then 1 day you got up for a little while and you did things. And then you were like, I feel funny. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah. So 2 days kind of.
Meanwhile, I'm still in bed after 8 days, 9 days.
Editing Jem here. It is currently May 26th now. Sorry, it's taking me like forever to get to all this, but I still have COVID days where I feel exhausted and achy and tired, and my sense of smell took months to come back. I still have phantom smells, like I smell like, it smells like soybeans mixed with grass and maybe like a little metal or something, and I just smell it like all the time, weirdly. COVID is no joke. Get vaccinated. We did.
Yeah, but you're not like in pain or anything, are you?
I'm still a little achy.
Okay.
The respiratory symptoms are really getting bothersome.
One thing this doesn't stop, however, is dilating 3 times a day. You get COVID, you don't have COVID, you still dilate 3 times a day, or how many ever times it is for you.
And we had COVID sex one time.
Yeah, we had COVID sex once. That was good.
That was good. I mean, it wasn't very energetic.
Well.
But who cares?
It was nice. Sex to me is just this beautiful way of communicating with another person.
You're so romantic.
I really am. And I'm about to cough, so for your editing pleasure. It's funny because I'm dilating. When you cough and you're dilating, you always have that fear that you're going to be shooting this hard piece of plastic across the room. So far, I haven't broken any windows or injured any.
No cats have been injured.
No cats have been injured in the making of this dilation. So that's all. We just wanted to let you know that we're getting close to the end of our confinement. It's always possible that things could get worse in the next, well, for me, it's less than 12 hours. And for you, it's what, 36 or something.
Yeah.
So we really do have to take care of ourselves. Because I think you were the one who told me that what usually happens, if it's going to develop into something worse, that usually happens between day 5 and day 10. Are you the one who told me
that's
that?
That's true. That's what I read.
So.
Do you have the blood monitor oxygen thingy?
So a couple of other relatives of mine said you need to get one of those little blood oxygen monitor things. So I sent off for one, and our saturation is 90, pretty much stays at 99%, so that's a good sign.
I'm at 98.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Death's door. You'll be at 99 before a minute is up, I betcha.
Okay.
So That's our COVID edition of Trans in the South. Remember,
wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Stay in your house.
And if you're dilating, don't stop.
99.
I told you.
Dalmatian.
Okay. Love you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.